Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. This Wednesday, April 1st, folks. We're getting closer to the NFL draft. Saints have that number 8 overall pick, helping us break things down, along with looking at the rest of the NFL. Eric Edholm, who does power rankings and draft at NFL Media. Eric, always appreciate your time. How you been doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, we're hitting the home stretch here. Not too far off, a couple weeks away. And, yeah, I'm glad you guys called me, because I think the Saints are the team that gives me the biggest head scratch right now in terms of figuring out exactly what they're going to do. We can certainly try to figure it out.
Yeah, and I see in your latest mock draft 2.0, you have them taking Miami edge rusher Reuben Bain Jr. With that 8th pick. What do you see from this guy? Because there's so much talk about arm length with this pick, but overall, when you see what he's done in games, the film does not lie.
Oh yeah, I mean that's really it right there. I mean, he's a forceful player who can also carve the edge, and he just seems to have a knack for pass rushing. You know, you have guys with sometimes better frames, better tools that aren't as effective, but you know, the Micah Parsons of the world, the guys that just have the knack for it. I'd put him on that list. I think one way or the other, he's getting to the quarterback, and I saw too much good film and not enough times where the arm length was clearly an issue. You know, like on certain reps, obviously, you know, you could see it maybe show up here and there, but you know, it just, I mean, I guess it takes some of a pass rush arsenal out of his game. You know, that long arm pass rush move is a very popular one. He wouldn't be the guy to do it necessarily, but he's got so much speed to power conversion that really works for him. And I just think it's going to work. So it just made the most sense for New Orleans, given the way the first, you know, 7 picks went.
There's a picture from his pro day, Eric, and I'm sure you've seen it, about how low he gets.
Yeah.
It's just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Going around the edge, like you can just imagine offensive tackles like being terrified by that. And we know who he was coached by at Miami, and Jason Taylor obviously had a long NFL career himself. But Reuben Bain, you know, there's been, I feel like the discussion around him and kind of, I don't even want to call it controversies, when you compare him with David Bailey and Arvell Reese,
right,
and is the ceiling there. But at the same time, the production was there in college, and you saw how he won at Miami, and I think that's translatable to the NFL.
I do too. I really do. And you know, I think he can also reduce down and play inside on passing downs if you want him to. He's great on stunts and twists. There's a lot of different ways. You know, I think getting him matched up on guards would be outstanding too. We've seen him have some success against those sort of blockier, slower players. And so, you know, I mean, there are ways to get him avenues to the quarterback, I think. And so, yeah, and plus those two guys might be gone. You know, Arvell Reese could be the second pick. You know, David Bailey could be third or fourth. You know, so at the 8th selection in a good year for edge draft, or for edge talent, I mean, excuse me, you know, he's right near the top of the list. If he's not the second best, I mean, again, you look at Reese, you're saying this is a potential Micah Parsons, but he hasn't shown it yet. The tape with him does leave questions. It's more about what could, you know, how high is the ceiling for this guy? David Bailey has got the tape too, and he's got the measurables, and he's got the speed. And so he has, I think, a little bit of an edge on Bain, but man, they're just sort of birds of a different feather, in my opinion, and both guys can win in different ways.
Yeah, they're also all built a little bit different, too, and it's a really fun edge class. But, you know, staying on the Ohio State, I guess, train, like we mentioned with Arvel Reese, you know, Kellen Moore was there last week at the Pro Day, and every time you see Kellen at a Pro Day, it kind of raises a little bit of a flag for you. And if you're talking about the top offensive prospect from Ohio State and Carnell Tate, you know, where do you kind of have Tate going? I feel like just similar to the edge rankings, all the top wide receivers, whether it be Tate, whether it be Mekhi Lemon from USC, whether it be Jordan Tyson from Arizona State, they're all built differently too, but each one of them can contribute differently at the NFL level. Your thoughts on Carnell Tate, though, specifically, because like I just mentioned, in attendance at Ohio State's Pro Day was Kellen Moore.
Yeah, no, anytime you see a head coach or a GM, your eyes and ears perk up a little bit and you make a mental note of it. And you know, some teams, you know, Pete Carroll is last year in Seattle, I think he hit about 15 pro days. So, you know, there's only so much you can tell you. But I think for a team like the Saints, absolutely, where we're kind of, you know, grasping it at breadcrumbs a little bit, I think that's an absolutely an important piece of information you throw in there. Plus the need at receiver. I mean, it's not like that's not a position they don't want to upgrade. I would think multiple receivers in this class is possible. So if you're thinking that way, like, hey, we wouldn't mind coming out of this draft with two receivers. I mean, it would certainly help by taking the first one in the first round, right? Then you have the whole draft to kind of play with, let that second guy kind of come to you. But as far as Tate himself, if you watched Emeka Ebuka last year and you guys faced him twice, I think you see some similarities to his game. The body control, the kind of the grace that he plays with, but also underrated strength at the, you know, at the catch point. He separated on tape. He doesn't look, you know, obviously the speed question was like, okay, 4.5, whatever, you know, and there was some debate over that time and what the unofficial time said. He plays fast. And I think he's able to naturally gain separation because when you're tutored up by Brian Hartline at Ohio State, guess what? Their track record for success at that position is unbelievable, right? So I think he has a game that also kind of complements Chris Olave and gives your franchise quarterback, or hopefully your franchise quarterback, a really nice sort of building block. If you look too, people say, well, he's not necessarily a big play guy. His average touchdown last year was 30 yards. So, I mean, he was still making vertical plays, and I think he can do that in the NFL, especially with a guy like Tyler Shuck. So if he was there in my mock, I absolutely would have considered him. I think he went one or two picks before.
Eric, looking at your latest article that just came out today, ideal top two picks for every team. Looking at the Saints, we know you have them going with Bain at that 8th overall selection. In round two, who do you like for the black and gold there?
I forgot who I have. You got to help me. I'm sorry. I did that. I changed it about 9 times, so you have to help and tell me who I had. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look.
All right, I'm looking quickly. I'm sorry. I'm trying to go really fast here, but yeah. I think I went offense. I'm almost positive I did. In fact, I'd be surprised if I didn't. And I think I may have either grabbed a pass catcher or something like that.
While we're doing it, I'll throw this out to you. Because, Eric, I think it's one of the names that keeps popping up in a lot of different spheres if the Saints don't go Carnell Tate or a receiver with the 8th overall pick is looking at the second round in Chris Bell, the wide receiver out of Louisville. And his connection, obviously, with Tyler Shuck, I think you're only getting him there because of the injury discount in the first place where he's coming off a torn ACL. And I think he'll still be an early second-round pick, and he might be there when the Saints are selecting. Once again, the injury discount would be the only reason that you could get him in the second round in the first place. His tape at college was incredible. But your thoughts on him as you also kind of figure out who the 40th or
well, he had a Chris. The second round pick. He had the guy from Tennessee.
Chris Brazel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Chris Brazel. Yeah,
and I knew another receiver, kind of but guy. I wasn't. Yeah, I couldn't remember. So, yeah, both interesting guys. Obviously, I mean, I think Brazel is more of the sort of slender, vertical threat, you know, long, linear guy. I think he's he gets a bad rap because Tennessee receivers have not had the success of the Ohio State receivers or a lot of big schools like that. I mean, you know, it's been a school where there have been some busts and there have been some, you know, that offense has kind of, I think, masked some weaknesses and, you know, inflated some guys' stats there. But Chris Bell would be a fascinating pick. You'd have to wait a little bit. You know, the knee injury is going to keep him, you know, he's a pup list candidate. Given how late in the year he suffered it. I can't remember exactly the date, but it was, you know, later in the season. But what we saw to that point, kind of the explosiveness and the burst for a guy who's, I think he measured 6'2", 227, you know, and this is a well-defined machine of a man who's able to gear up quickly. And that's, I think, you know, there's a little looseness to his game and you know, you got to watch with ball security a little bit. He had some fumbles that he got lucky on, but in terms of splash ability, he's as good as some of these first round picks we're talking about. And the injury is probably the thing that kept him out of round one. So absolutely. What were they at, 41 or something? So 42, you know, that's kind of the range where I think he might go off the board, sort of that 40 to 60 range, if I had to guess.
Eric, curious your thoughts on a guy that a lot of those early mock drafts had the Saints keying in on, and Jeremiah Love, the running back out of Notre Dame. After the Saints inked, though, in free agency, Travis Etienne Jr., things kind of shifted a little bit. Do you think, though, if Love is still on the board at 8, that could be a possibility for New Orleans? But I know in your mock, you do have him going pick number 4 to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, it seems like they've kind of pivoted away from that position, at least up high in the draft. You know, it's not like I'm speaking, you know, directly to the powers that be, but, you know, it does sort of feel that way, obviously, given what's happening for agency. You still have to think about replacing some parts in Alvin and getting up there in years. And, you know, Taysom, if you want to include him as a runner, too, just that value there. And what do you have in Kendre Miller and all that stuff? So there's a spot, I think, for a draft pick at that position, but I would imagine a little lower. But, you know, the debate gets really interesting if he's on the clock. Yeah. I think Washington at 7 is certainly an option. You know, we've heard Tennessee at 4 is a possibility. But if those two teams pass on him, I don't know that I'm confident saying where he'll end up. I really don't. All of a sudden, it becomes a little more nebulous.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I think folks down here love those Ohio State guys, Eric. And just circling back around to the other two that we didn't really mention outside of Reese and Tate, Sonny Styles, who really lit the world on fire in Indianapolis at the Combine. But also, you look at the tape, and the tape is super solid as well. Like, this is,
it is.
Even if, like, the whole part of this draft that has been fascinating to follow is that if you look at a lot of the quote-unquote blue-chip talents in this class, they play at the non-premium positions, like Jeremiah Love, the running back, Sonny Styles, off-ball linebacker, and then also, obviously, Caleb Love playing the safety spot.
Right.
Even though he's a little bit versatile, he can play different spots in the secondary for you. So your thoughts on Sonny Styles and, you know, Caleb Downs, because if either one of those guys falls to you and you're feeling pretty good about it with the eighth overall selection, because I think they're top five prospects in this draft class.
I do too. Yeah, I mean, that now Downs I discounted a little bit from there. I think I have him six or seven on my next top 100, which is coming out pretty soon here. Again, all the numbers get kind of thrown around in my head. I can't remember exactly where I landed on, but yeah, the point remains is that these are special players. In Sonny Styles' case, he's also a like 0.1 percenter as an athlete, you know. And you're right, the tape does back it up. I always remind myself watching Ohio State defensive tape this year, it's like, man, this is a historically good defense. So he was surrounded by a ton of talent, you know, great players behind him. You know, you can take more risks. You can, you know, you can miss a gap here and there and freelance a little bit, maybe get away with some stuff. But, you know, he really kind of matured. I thought he was a better watch than Arvell Reese was, to be honest. And I have Reese very high, and I think he's going to be a fascinating piece to work with. But in terms of just watching the product that we saw last year, Sonny Styles had better tape, in my opinion. So Caleb Downs, I'll be honest, I thought he was a little better 24 than he was last season, but a hair. It wasn't a noticeable difference. It just felt like he played on just a slightly more elevated level. So I think the instincts are there. I think the recognition skills, he's going to be one of the top safeties at some point in this draft. I mean, in his career, rather. And I think he's worth taking in the top 12 picks. You know, the positional value is going to come into play. But if New Orleans took him at 8, I wouldn't be saying, oh, reach. No. And I mean, this is a good football player that is going right about where I projected him to go. So it would make sense to me.
Another possibility, obviously, at that 8 spot, a local guy we know here well, LSU's Mansoor Delane. Curious your thoughts on the corner, because it doesn't seem right now like a glaring need for the Saints, but man, oh man, keeping a LSU guy home would be great, but plus his ability to play press corner, physical in the run game, just a lot to like about Mansoor.
Yeah, you guys haven't had a lot since, like, what, Dalton Hilliard? Or yeah. I don't know how far back we got to go. But
and never taken one in the first round.
Yeah. Harvey Williams. No, was that he was Kansas City, I guess. Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the crossovers of the old days. But, yeah, every year I try to match up a LSU and a Saints guy. It never seems to quite work out. But, yeah, Mansoor really had a great season. And, you know, even with things not going great around him necessarily, you saw a guy who was dialed in and doesn't have elite measurables, isn't a elite athlete, but he's very good in both departments, and I think are good to very good in both departments. And, you know, just his understanding and his feel for the position is really strong. And it's kind of like Derek Stingley in some ways. You know, you watched him and you said, this guy was born to be a corner. You know, even if he has some flaws, he's really, really good at what he does. And I kind of felt the same watching him. And what's interesting is, Jermaine McCoy tested his pro day and did really well out of Tennessee, and there was a question about the injury and everything. And, you know, Mansoor has been the unquestioned CB1 for most of the draft season, but I would at least crack the door slightly open for the possibility. I don't know that it's going to happen. I'm not saying, you know, go place your bets now. I don't give out betting advice, but I think his stock is going to be fascinating, and I think there might be a team up high that is willing to pull the trigger, and we'll see.
I want to circle back around, Eric, before we let you run to the second round pick. One of these players, the Saints adore the Senior Bowl. It feels like every year they take two guys from the Senior Bowl, and one of the ones that was just wrecking house at Mobile a few months back was Lee Hunter, the nose tackle from Texas Tech. And really, that Texas Tech defense, when you look back at it with Jacob Rodriguez and David Bailey, you know, Romello Height, Lee Hunter, all these guys, it's just incredible the defense that they were able to put together with all the oil money they got out there. But I want to get your thoughts on Lee Hunter specifically, because he's another guy that's probably going to be an early day two pick, and we saw him up close and personal at Mobile, where he was just destroying an interior offensive lineman all week. And your thoughts on him as a prospect, Mike Dettillier and I joke all the time about it. Just like if he comes to New Orleans, it might be a match made in hell with all the good food down here. He's going to have to try and keep his weight in check, but still a really, really strong player. And a position that may be a little bit under the radar is nose tackle in Brandon Staley's defense, with Devon Godshaw getting a little bit older. You know, you have like Nathan Shepard, but Brian Bercy, like you're still looking for, I think, a difference maker on the interior of your defensive line. And I think Lee Hunter in the second round could be a really good fit.
Yeah, no, I think so. I was a little disappointed. You know, like you said, he had a strong Senior Bowl week. I thought he was a little up and down in some of the team stuff, but the one-on-ones, he was obviously having a lot of good reps and felt like he owned some guys or some undersized centers that he just sort of bullied his way through. But he's got feel. I mean, he's not just a guy who's bulldozing every single time. I mean, he has some pass rush feel and some balance, and he seems to be kind of have an idea of how to get in the backfield, which sometimes those bigger guys don't, right? They're just using brute force, and then they still play a role. But with Hunter, you see a guy who can deconstruct blocks and, you know, who will go to a knee on double teams and will find ways to leverage his way into the backfield. He had a ton of tackles for loss for a guy his size. But, yeah, I think the jumping numbers in Indy were shockingly bad. I mean, under athletic offensive guard bad, you know, like the kind of guy, you know, 22 inch vertical, you know, 8 foot vert, I mean, or broad jump rather. I mean, it's just the one question is like, does he have NFL explosiveness? You know, it looked really good in college. At least had a talented defense too. Saw not maybe as many double teams you would expect out of a nose given their talent, but fascinating guy. I think you're right. I think it's the same kind of range, you know, somewhere in that mid second to early third round makes a lot of sense for him.
Eric, always awesome info. Appreciate the time, and just 3 weeks away from first round kicking off in Pittsburgh this year. Thank you again, man, for carving out some time for us.
All right. Appreciate it. See you guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Eric Edholm, Power Rankings and Draft for NFL Media. You can go to NFL.com, check out all his work there. And, yeah, it's really crazy when you look at so many different mock drafts, Charlie. Like it's not really one consensus name on who folks think the Saints are going to end up with at 8.
Well, I think it's because the top 7 picks are still all so up in the air, outside of, obviously, Fernando Mendoza going 101. And it feels like Arvel Reese is basically a lock
right,
to go 102.
I agree with you there, yeah.
But then past that, like, what are the Cardinals going to do? Are they going to take Stiles? Or are they going to take Jeremiah Love? Or they probably want to trade out of the pick. Do they want an offensive lineman? Or do they go Francis Mauanoa?
Right.
I think the draft starts at 3, and then, you know, kind of dominoes from there. What the Titans do with the 4th pick, they've been rumored to be enamored with Jeremiah Love, also Reuben Bain. It's just like there's going to be step-by-step thing we're going to have to follow on draft night. So it's hard to project because we just don't know exactly how the top basically 7 picks are going to play out.
That's always the tough part, the guessing game before the Saints are on the clock.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Are your digital ads driving marketing outcomes? Make the most of every cent and every second with Integral Ad Science, a global leader in media quality. Ensure your ads are viewable by real people in safe and suitable environments and driving efficiency. Visit integralads.com to make every ad impression count.